here's what I want you to do. Picture your closet for a moment. Think about how many t-shirts or hats or jackets you have that somewhere on them have the letters NFL printed on them.
You know, I have NFL printed on, like, a lot of balls, footballs, athletic
exactly.
equipment. Not so
equipment,
much clothes.
Shoes
but
sometimes.
All over.
Yep. On Monday, the Supreme Court split the league's brand into a bunch of different parts. Basically, they ruled that the National Football League is an unincorporated association of 32 separately owned professional football teams.
That's catchy.
And that's a long thing to stitch onto the edge of a jersey,
yeah.
right? Okay, we are joined by the whole gang. We got Louise Story here, financial reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. And Louise, okay, we talked about this a little before, but remind us of how this case got before the Supreme Court to begin with. What was that issue here?
This goes back to 2000 when the NFL awarded this huge contract for hats and those t-shirts in your closet to Reebok. And this other company, American Needle, which had made some hats for some of the teams, said, wait a minute, there's 32 different teams. How is this league acting as one? And this has been working up the court system that NFL has won in the lower courts. But at the Supreme Court, the NFL also joined American Needle's lawyers and wanted to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has made this huge setback, which will affect all types of sports leagues because it's really big business, the contracts they can negotiate with television stations, ticket
right.
pricing, merchandise. It's big business for all these leagues.
So the Jerry Joneses of the Dallas Cowboys are their own operators now.
So there's been a hybrid. So, you know, we always hear about the big player negotiations. The sports teams very much compete for talent, so
right.
it's been a kind of a hybrid. But this decision is really important looking forward because if the Supreme Court had ruled that the NFL could act as one, it might have really helped the NFL in their contract negotiations next March when the contract ends, and they may have started something new, which would have been to put in, you know, salary scales and not compete for talent. So that would have been really different. The other thing that's very important here is that Elena Kagan, you know, who's up for the Supreme Court, she's been
right.
nominated by the Obama administration. She's the one who represented the administration in this case. And the administration wrote this brief that she wrote that said to the court, you should go against the NFL. The NFL should not be able to get out
really?
Of antitrust
right.
laws. Right. And so Justice John Paul Stevens, who wrote the decision.
For a unanimous court.
Right. And he's the one retiring who Elena Kagan may take his seat. He really followed a lot of her arguments. So this is a real coup. When you see her in front of the Senate, they'll probably be pointing to this as a victory of hers.
You interesting.
Know, Ibrahim, I got to ask what you think here, because do you think this could be a good thing in terms of getting more creativity out of the teams, maybe sparking more competitive spirit? Or is it a distraction for the teams that suddenly this is a part of the business that they're going to have to pay attention to that they never had to before?
Roundly and across the league, the NFL Players Association has been in support of this ruling in particular. So I think
they don't want the NFL to have power.
Correct.
That's the players' union.
Yeah, correctly. So I think that it puts the players in a position of a better bargaining position for going into the potential lockout that could happen in March 2011. And it probably will prevent a lockout because it forces the NFL to the table. So I think it's better for the players, it's better for the fans, and it's sort of better for all different sports because this would have had reverberations in all different sports as well.
So who is it bad for? Is there some team that was getting more money out of a collective agreement that maybe, you know, isn't so popular as the Cowboys and now they're going to lose out?
Well, the Cowboys seem to be a team that people are kind of calling as the GOAT because there was some ruling in 1995 that sort of pitted them against some of the other teams. So I would say that in terms of who is it bad for, it's bad for the entire NFL overall, and it's probably bad for Reebok in general. But I'm not sure who exactly, which team probably benefit the most.
Okay. So looking at the sports, Ibrahim, last night, there were some very, very interesting developments in the NBA playoffs. Mm. We had thought that Boston and Los Angeles Lakers were a foregone NBA Finals conclusion, but that's not going to happen yet.
Not at all, because Orlando Magic won in overtime 96-92. They beat Boston in Boston. The significance of this game is twofold. One, they won in Boston, and that hadn't happened in a while. And also, the Orlando Magic showed some heart and some fight in them to win a really close game in enemy territory. Second, the resurgence of Jameer Nelson, the point guard for the Orlando Magic. Mm. He was doing what Rajon Rondo of the Celtics was doing, getting into the paint and finding his guys on the run. And that's a really difficult thing to do. Instead of just, you know, post up basketball where the guy has his back to the basket, he was getting guys on the run, streaking to the basket. And that's why Dwight Howard could score 32 points. He had four blocks. He had 16 rebounds.
But the Celtics are up three games to one now. Correct. I mean, and the next game is in Boston, right?
Correct. And this is interesting. The Boston Bruins lost this year to the Philadelphia Flyers when they were when they were down 3-0. Now, the city of Boston is shaking in their boots right now.
Oh, really?
You would not want to see that happen to two of your teams in the same year where you could, you know, that's never happened in the NBA where a team has been down 3-0 and won a series.
And the next episode in the West is the Los Angeles Lakers in Phoenix facing the Suns.
I think the Lakers still have the edge. They still have a better team. They're stronger. They're bigger. They still have Kobe. But at the same time, I think Steve Nash, even with his fractured nose, he's playing with a fractured nose.
Yeah.
I think there's something he's trying to will his team into some kind of victory. He will have another big game. He had 15 assists last game. He will have another big game. And I think the Suns may take this next game and make it more of a series.
All right, we're going to close out on hockey. But Celeste, you lived in L.A. and Phoenix.
Yes.
Are you torn here?
I'm a Red Wings fan at this point.
Defaulting to Detroit.
I grew up in Southern California. We didn't have a hockey team, so I almost don't consider that to be a hometown team for me.
All right. Well, let's think about the Stanley Cup. The finals now are set. The Chicago Blackhawks will not be facing the Montreal Canadiens. It'll be the Philadelphia Flyers.
Correct. They came in. They were the last team in the playoffs. They came in on a shutout. A shootout, and they were the last team in the Philadelphia Flyers. Overcoming the red-hot Blackhawks, if they do that, if they beat the Chicago Blackhawks, they might be the last team standing.
All right. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. You got a favorite in the NBA Finals, Louise Story?
Well, my favorite team is the Orlando Magic because I grew up in Orlando.
All right.
Oh,
there we go. All right. Excellent. Louise Story, reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.